Burt Show.
We got an email the other day, a staff email that is going to be so relatable to all of you guys in any office.
My favorite emails are the ones that come out when people are angry. As long as they're not directed at me.
Right.
Yeah. Those are the fun ones. Mm-hmm. And we've had a series. I think the most famous one was Corey, who used to work at our radio station.
Gosh, yep. This was classic.
He used to every morning bring in like waffles, you know, a little microwavable or toaster waffles. Mm-hmm. And he noticed that a couple times a week, his little 8-pack of waffles would just mysteriously go down to 6, but he didn't eat them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he waited for that to happen again, then sent out a mass email to everybody letting them know that he did something to the waffles.
Mm-hmm. Which is great because, you know, when you've got that craving and your mind is on it for 3 hours, like what you're going to eat in 3 hours, and you get to the fridge and you open it and it's gone.
And it's
somebody
gone.
Ate it.
Man.
Like a Hot Pocket?
Like the Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
Sometimes that'll happen.
So we got a similar email from Ronnie, who works in our business office here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. He's one of the business managers here at Q100 World Headquarters.
Yep.
Very mild-mannered. Mm-hmm. Quiet, moves Sweet. Around the office, takes care of business, very kind.
Dude's from like New Orleans, always happy, always ready for the next party.
Yes.
He's got some Cajun blood in him.
He loves life.
Yes.
He sent an email that is partially in caps, and you'll know what parts are in caps because I will speak louder because that's what caps means.
Okay.
To Ronnie Gondron, from Ronnie Gondron to Allstaff. Mm-hmm. Okay. For your information, someone stole my half of the wrap yesterday when I was out sick. I just wanted everyone to know that the reason it was in the fridge is because I ate half of it, then found something in it, and was going to bring it back to the restaurant where I purchased it. Mm. I wonder if that wrap is what made me sick. I truly hope whoever stole it enjoyed it. Especially the surprise that I found in it. Ooh. P.S. From the Ten Commandments, number 8 is, thou shalt not steal.
Oh wow. Bringing up biblical verses.
Thanks. And this is how happy he is. This is how like chill. Run. His email thing, his signature, is simply rock and roll.
Rock and roll!
So it says, thanks, comma, rock and roll. And you do have an obligation, people, if you're writing angry emails, to take a look at the auto signature and make sure they match because he's writing
love
this.
Love is kind.
Yes. Like, life is like a butterfly of happiness.
Yeah, right. There's always something really wise at the bottom.
Yes.
I'm breaking up with you. Life is full of opportunity. Seize it when you can. What? No. So he may have wanted to change the signature. Rock and roll. But he signed it. And I asked him, I was walking down the elevator, you know, with him. And I was like, come on, let me know about the What was in there? And he's like, I ain't telling.
That's the smartest thing he could do.
So we're not really sure if there was something in there or not. Was he just sending a message?
It could have been a cockroach or something.
Could have been.
It doesn't matter. Like, the point is, whoever ate it is going to spend 72 hours
wondering
where the nearest bathroom is.
That's right. And I was staying near it.
He needed it, and maybe you will, too. Surprise! Rock and roll!
The Burt Show.